The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Last weekend, police broke up a major sex trafficking ring in Colombia, which has become a destination for tourists looking for sex with boys and girls. The police had help from an American who went undercover to rescue the children, and Elaine Quijano met him.
Tim Ballard has one mission, to track down child traffickers. 4 months ago, Colombian authorities asked him to investigate a tip that children were being sold there as sex slaves.
Within a half hour, this individual walks up to me, starts asking me what I'm here for, what I want, and within minutes, he says, well, I've got kids as young as 11 years old.
Ballard, a former Homeland Security agent, now heads up Operation Underground Railroad, a nonprofit group that rescues trafficked kids. After that first meeting, the Colombians asked him to put together a sting.
No men will be in here, only women.
Operation Underground Railroad spent months planning, renting this house, rigging it with hidden cameras to document the crime, coordinating with Colombian authorities, and negotiating with the traffickers.
How they find these kids is they lure them in by pretending to have a modeling agency. They target them at 9 or 10 years old. And they were telling us that about by 11, they're ready for sex. They're ready to be sold.
What is that like, looking into that kind of person's eyes?
It's horrifying, and this is why. Because I've got a smile in the face of evil.
Ah, yes, that time all the way back to 2014, less than 10 years ago, when you could count on the media. You could count on the media to help pitch in with raising awareness of child sex trafficking and actually make a hero out of Tim Ballard. Not so today, certainly not. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us on today's show. I've been away from the microphone for just over a week. We had some wonderful guests subbing in, as usual. Thanks to them for all of their efforts. Some of the programs that they prepared had to be recorded in advance. So we had a very, very busy ministerial conference that went on for 5 days, plus the weekend. The Celtic Throne show on Sunday was a tremendous success. 800 people, and it looks like we're going to have 800 or even a little more for this Sunday's show. That's the final show, July 16. It's at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Just go to CelticThrone.com if you'd like to secure the last few tickets. I think there's only 20 tickets left. So that's for this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. at beautiful Armstrong Auditorium right here in Edmond, Oklahoma. So what a different time we're in. And I just want to, I know Sam did a good job of covering this subject, this new movie coming out, Sound of Freedom, or I guess it's been out for about a week. And it's about Tim Ballard, the guy you just saw highlighted there in that CBS report. It's about one of his cases. It's about rescuing one child. And the media, they're making it into a QAnon conspiracy. It's unbelievable. What about the children? That's what Jim Caviezel, the actor, and that's what Tim Ballard keeps saying. What about the children? What about the, we heard just in April there were 85,000 children unaccounted for that came across the southern border, and they just disappear into the United States. Does anyone care about them in the Joe Obama administration or in the regime media? Of course not. It's to be covered up. I mean, to the extent that they discuss, that they even discuss the problem at the southern border, it's just generally 2 million here, a million here. But what about the flow of illegal drugs and the sex trafficking that's going on, selling people into slavery? Yeah, it's happening every day. Every single day. And here you have, for their part, you have the media defending this sex trafficking ring that involves children as young as 11 and 12 years of age. This is from Jesse Waters the other night, clip 14.
This movie zeroes in on the multi-billion-dollar human trafficking industry and honors a hero someone who saved children from sex slavery. But to the media, this person isn't a hero. Someone who rescues kids from pedophiles is a villain.
These films are created out of moral panics. They're created out of bogus statistics. They're created out of fear. And with something like Sound of Freedom, it specifically is looking at QAnon concepts of these child trafficking rings that are run by the high-level elites.
For some reason, the entire media is smearing this movie as a dangerous conspiracy theory. The press is saying that the star, Jim Caviezel, is a QAnon guy. And Jim plays Tim Ballard, which is strange because just a few years ago, the same media was celebrating Tim Ballard's heroic.
That's right. You heard it from CBS. Just a few years ago, they were calling Tim Ballard a hero because he was saving children. Not now. Not now. They're smearing the movie. They're smearing this movie about Tim Ballard rescuing one child caught up in this sex trafficking scheme. One child. I mean, this has happened, as Jesse pointed out, it's a multi-billion dollar industry that goes right around the world. And it's happening right here in the United States of America. Listen to the rest of that segment from 2014. This is clip four.
This is the table where we're going to do the negotiation.
Less than 24 hours after the operatives landed, the suspected traffickers arrived on the island, and the final deal with the undercover team began. 54 boys and girls aged 11 to 18 were ushered in for what had been billed as a sex party. They were given candy and drinks and told to wait in this small room.
This little 11-year-old boy, I remember. He asked one of my operatives if they could give him some cocaine or something. He said, they usually give me something because I'm really scared.
By the time the deal was done, the alleged traffickers were set to make $25,000. That transaction was never completed. 25 Colombian special operatives stormed the party, arresting five suspects, four men, and one former beauty queen, all charged with child trafficking. The victims, 29 of whom are under 18, were evacuated, given medical exams, and placed in a rehabilitation center where specialists are working to undo the damage.
Right before I got in the boat, we had to walk by this room where the kids were, and they put their hand up, and I touched their hand. And see that there's liberation now.
Liberating one child at a time. Elaine Quijano, CBS News, New York.
Only in the upside down world of Sodom and Gomorrah would they be able to take that man and smear his name and smear his movie. That just to think about the rapid pace of change, and none of it good, that we've seen since that little CBS segment. Not even 10 years old. Joel Hilliker in Redefining Family. That booklet goes back to 2013. So there again, here's a 10-year period. And it almost seems like some of this is outdated, what he's addressing here. But he makes the same point I just try to bring to your attention on this show. For this particular segment, the pace, just how swift the changes are. I mean, Satan the devil and his demon army have been cast down to this earth. And they're actually having some success in glorifying child sex trafficking. Or at least covering it up. Smearing movies about it because, well, it's QAnon, whatever that means. Can someone even define what QAnon means? Should we change CBS's call letters, by the way, to QAnon? This is from Redefining Family, again, first published 10 years ago. It says, homosexuality is mainstream. This was back when, you know, homosexual marriage, that was the cause that everyone had to get behind. If not, you were a homophobe. For sure you were. Now we're into the trans movement. Now we're into drag queen story times. Now we're into going after little 5 and 6-year-olds, sexualizing the youths, pulling them from their parents and their parents' influence, pumping their minds full of propaganda pornography. It says here, in countries around the world, it was pushed. It has pushed its way into our classrooms, our entertainment, our news cycle, our courtrooms, our halls of and the halls of our policymakers. It says great swaths of the population of several nations have enthusiastically embraced homosexuality and are demanding broad public acceptance. They're demanding it. And now pedophiles are demanding broad public acceptance. They're just sitting back, I mean, as one of the clips I'll play for you in a moment, to put it the way Ballard put it, they're just sitting back and they're letting the media and the radical left carry its agenda forward. It says here, Western, well, it talks about the push for homosexual marriage. Mr. Hilliker says here, this amounts to a radical redefinition of society's most foundational and enduring institution, and it has happened within a single generation. Are we sure this is a good change? He asks. The younger you are, the more limited your perspective is about how rapidly society's attitudes toward homosexuality have changed. And then he goes back through the history. Through the history. Up until 1973, homosexuality was officially considered a mental disorder by the American Psychological Association, a government agency. That's just 1973. That just goes back to nearly the start of my life. It says here, before 2001, nowhere in the world were homosexuals legally permitted to marry. Nowhere in the world? That was just 22 years ago? How far we've come in 22 years. Now you've got the regime media smearing Tim Ballard and Sound of Freedom. That, like Sam said on Monday, I mean, that ought to tell you something about the content of this film, which is more popular. Evidently, it's more popular than the big summer blockbusters. Why? Why would people be flocking to see this movie? That tells you something, too, about just the dearth of truth in our world today. Here comes this truth bomb in the form of this movie that was made 5 years ago, by the way. Disney sat on it. That tells you all you need to know about Disney. Disney did not want this movie to ever see the light of day. The filmmaker had to fight for his right to get independence so they could get some other studio to promote it. And he did. And people are turning out in droves. For a movie that was made in 2018, this is a clip from a PBS documentary, Frontline, from 2019. Listen to this one, clip 7.
The recruitment is happening online and on apps and on social media where all the kids are.
There's always a lot of talk around any kind of a large sporting event about traffickers bringing their victims.
Sex trafficking is a huge problem around the world, including
because they expect there to be a big client base.
All right, we're in the area. We're just south of you guys.
Like other cities around the country, Phoenix was looking for a new way to deal with a persistent problem. The sexual exploitation of women and girls.
It's very difficult to put a number on how many victims are out there. There's no stereotypical human trafficking victim. They span all ethnicities, all socioeconomic backgrounds, and all ages.
It truly is a worldwide abomination. And notice at the start of that, that's PBS. Do we change PBS's call letters to QAnon now? That's just 4 years ago. That PBS documentary was made, actually, it was made after the Sound of Freedom. How about that? So why would they smear the Sound of Freedom today in 2023? Right at the start of that clip, you heard her say that they get a lot of clients coming out from big, expensive sporting events. And then you have CNN ridiculing the fact that the rich and the powerful, a lot of them are caught up in these sex trafficking rings. Look at Jeffrey Epstein. Look at all of the people associated with him. Bill Gates, Bill Clinton. And the regime media working hard to cover everything up about that crime. Many crimes. How did Jeffrey Epstein make all of his money? It's a disgusting world. So many abominable acts we've covered on this program, Ezekiel 8, where God tells the prophet, look, as disgusting as it is, come back and take another look. See even greater abominations. This again is from 2019 by PBS, by left-wing PBS. You know, it used to be that the right and the left could agree on the fact that pedophilia was an abominable sin. Certainly sex trafficking. Sentencing an 11-year-old to a life of being raped? Not so anymore. This is clip 8.
Sex trafficking is a new problem. I mean, it's the oldest problem, but it's a new problem that we're looking at in a different way.
Dominique Rusepowitz helped launch the anti-trafficking effort before the 2015 Super Bowl. She's one of the few experts studying the scope of the problem.
Reliable statistics on sex trafficking are very complicated to find. It is a hidden crime. The trafficker tells the victim that they're going to get in trouble if they disclose it. So oftentimes the victims that we work with don't tell us quickly or upfront that this is something that's happening. The sex buyers are purposely hiding their behavior so they don't get caught. It's illegal to buy sex. So the whole thing is sort of behind a screen.
This latest issue of The Trumpet, it's got an article, Modern Day Child Sacrifice. It's on page 4 by Richard Palmer. I'll give you some excerpts here in just a second. Perfectly timed, this issue, following a month of pride. Pride in Sodom and Gomorrah. 1-866-930-3024. That's the 800 number. If you live in the United States or Canada, the Caribbean, call our operators today and request your free subscription, a 1-year subscription, no cost, no obligation. Listen again to that Frontline documentary from just 4 years ago, clip 9.
What we know in most states is that traffickers get away with it. Our research shows that about 27% of victims participate in the court, that they will talk to law enforcement and give them enough information to catch the trafficker and move forward.
But most, as she said, gets away with it. It's interesting. One of the criticisms of Tim Ballard is that he would bring journalists to come and film these raids where they'd blow up the sex party and arrest some people. And, you know, the radical left, they don't like that. You know, why would you bring journalists along? You're just trying to promote yourself, I guess, or your documentary or whatever, your movie. Well, should we go after CBS and PBS? QAnon, it's outrageous. He made the movie in 2018 before anyone ever even heard of what QAnon meant. And we still don't know what it means. But I mean, that's about 2020, right? Surrounding the election. And then all of a sudden you have the regime media talking about Q and QAnon and whatever. These people are so dishonest. I'm talking about the regime media of today. But even comparing it to 2019 or 2014, what has happened to these people's minds in just 5-10 years' times? Well, it's right there in Redefining Family. We just make all these changes. Yeah, have the pedophile show up for a story time with 5-year-olds, and we'll just accept it. We'll just accept it because, well, we don't want to be transphobic. In Richard's article, this is August 2023, the most recent Trumpet magazine, he says, America's children are under attack. Teachers, government officials, police, and even parents have all joined a dangerous, sexually charged assault. Not even most impressionable and vulnerable among us, or the most impressionable and vulnerable among us. It says those who push these policies insist they are doing so for children's benefit. But evidence is rife that this homosexual transgender push is hurting and even killing children. It's hurting and even killing children. These are the people that we're supposed to do everything that we can to protect. or to save, as I understand. I haven't seen the movie Sound of Freedom, but as I understand it, it's about him, Tim Ballard, just basically sacrificing his career, his family, so that he could go and help children, so that he could go and help save children. And they're smearing him? What is the matter with these people? How could they smear him? It says here, in many cases, those promoting these events are literally sex criminals. That's from Richard Palmer's article in The Latest Trumpet, the Pride issue, August 2023. It says, society, politicians, educators, churches, and more have gone along with this movement, despite the unfathomable harm it's doing to an entire generation. As a society, we have come to accept this as morally acceptable. You just accept it and go along. And then if a movie comes out and exposes it, smear it. Say it's a conspiracy theory. Go after Jim Caviezel's character. Of all the perverse behavior that actors engage in, Hollywood actors, and some of them proudly, but it's Jim Caviezel's character? It's his lifestyle? It's the fact that he's a Christian or that he engages in QAnon theory, whatever that means? That discredits the whole movie? Evidently so. If you're reading Rolling Stone or you're reading from the Washington Post or you're listening to CNN. Isaiah 58 and verse 1 says, cry aloud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. That's what God says to his work. This is the message right here. This is the message that the world needs today. It needs this program. It needs the Key of David. It needs redefining family. Ezekiel 16 and verse 2 says, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. These are abominations, pure and simple. And God says, cause Israel to know these sins. Here you see it. On one Hollywood offering, I guess you can't even really say it's coming out from Hollywood. Hollywood's trying to cover it up. Disney's trying to cover it up. You have one movie amid hundreds, thousands that are just churned out. And how many of those movies that Hollywood churns out are pornographic? You can categorize it softcore, hardcore. I mean, they've got all of it. And then there's one that comes out and exposes child sex sacrifice, slave trade. What about just the slavery angle of this? There's more slaves. It's an estimated there's 27 million people living in slavery in the world today, the world of 2023. I mean, those are much higher numbers than what America experienced back in the 1800s, for sure. And yet we just turn a blind eye to it. 85,000 children coming across the border and DHS, they're just totally unaccounted for? What happened to them? Where are those children? They disappear into the underbelly of American society. Richard writes, there is no standing aside or being neutral in this fight. If you are not fighting for our children, then you're fighting against them. And against God, there's only one loving response to the homosexual movement, warning about the consequences of what they are doing to themselves and now our children. Used to be that, you know, a lot of libertarians would say, hey, you do whatever you want in the privacy of your own bedroom, but now look at where we are. There's an agenda, and they're really ramming it down the throats of children, little children. This story about the 85,000 that were unaccounted for, that's just from April. I'll go back and give you some excerpts from that Fox News story in just a second. But first of all, listen to Tim Ballard. Again, the movie Sound of Freedom, it revolves around just one incident in his life where he went and rescued a child. This is him explaining how children are being trafficked even from Ukraine, of all places, through Mexico, up the southern border into the United States. This is clip 5.
They were arrested in 2020, fugitives. They ran. and they were hiding. No one knew who they were. Well, they rear their ugly heads. The leader, this guy named Nilsson Matulin, he raises, I'm literally in Poland at the time at our staging operation for Ukraine. And I get this information that this guy in Mexico is trying to traffic kids out of Ukraine. Yeah. And so I go undercover. In the end, we ended up, in fact, just yesterday, two of the guys were convicted in Ecuador because it led us to Ecuador, a child sex hotel. These pedophiles from Holland and set up. But we'll get into that another time. Okay. But the point I'm making is I had to study their literature. This was a political platform. This was a political party. And what I started recognizing is I named them the pedophile network doctrines. Okay. Yeah. It's what, like, they include things like separate children from parents because parents are bad influence. The state knows best. Sexualize kids. Let them see pornography too.
Karl Marx.
Three, take God out of education because that just gets in the way. And kids, consent, consent, consent. Children can consent to anything. At 12 years old, they should be able to vote. They should be able to do anything. Now, what am I seeing here? I'm my stomach is getting sick as I'm reading this. I read this every day. It's the woke left agenda.
He reads it every day. Their agenda, these perverts. And now it's right at the heart of the communist agenda. And the communists, of course, have control right now in the United States. They control Hollywood. They control DC. They control the media. They have an agenda. Separate these kids from their parents. That's happening. Literally, it's happening. But it's also happening psychologically. Separate the kids from their parents. Remove God, any talk of God. Remove that from education, for sure. And fill these minds, these young impressionable minds with pornography and other disgusting behavior. And then we've got them right where we want them. Listen to Jesse Waters. He, too, interviewed Ballard earlier this week, clip 15.
Why is the media hating this movie?
You know, I can't understand it. The film was made, produced, written like 5 years, 6 years ago, way before anyone heard the name QAnon. I still don't even know what QAnon is. In the meantime, they're trying to connect it to some conspiracy when, in fact, like you said, this is a true story. These are real kids. I mean, these kids are my friends. They're young adults now, the ones that were rescued. They're going to come out soon and tell their story. It's going to be very awkward when the mainstream media comes after these kids next and accuses them of being part of some conspiracy when, in fact, they were rescued from a life of rape. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in the media, perhaps.
I mean, this publication says The Sound of Freedom is a superhero movie for dads with brain worms and that it fetishizes the torture of its child victims. Is that what the movie does?
It absolutely does not do that. It tells a story based in truth. And, you know, what I think is happening, Jesse, I think that the left and these media outlets, they don't want to have a discussion that this film is going to compel. A discussion about why 85,000 children showed up unaccompanied at the border and got released into the interior of a country that is the highest consuming country for child exploitation material on the planet. They don't want to talk about why these same publications are pushing an agenda to change the word pedophile to minor attracted persons in order to normalize sexual activity with children. I think that's what they're trying to avoid. And they know this film's going to shine a light on all of the things, all the atrocities happening to children. And so they have to discredit it by lying about it.
And Sam went through some of those lies with you on Monday. Rolling Stone, the QAnon tinger thriller about child trafficking is designed to appeal to the conscience of a conspiracy-addled boomer. That's Rolling Stone. Washington Post ran this headline. Sound of Freedom is a box office hit whose star embraces QAnon. Uh-oh. Now we got to look into the star's life. Embraces QAnon. Again, what does that even mean? Embraces what about QAnon? What does QAnon embrace? Caviezel embraces QAnon, and that discredits the whole movie. That's what the Washington Post wants you to believe. Never mind the other blockbusters with Tom Cruise or Harrison Ford. Tom Cruise, any of his bizarre beliefs or behavior, that's okay. But now Jim Caviezel, he embraces QAnon. Did you know this? This is from the Daily Beast back in January of last year. A second former CNN. This is the dirty little secret. You see, there is an agenda at play here. There is this communist movement to separate the kids from the parents, to remove God from education, to fill these little minds with pornography. That's why they don't want you taking any books, any filthy books, out of a grade school library. We've got to fill their minds with this Sodom and Gomorrah content. The agenda certainly is part of the regime's approach this time around. Quite unlike the PBS documentary in 2019 or the 60 Minutes segment from 2014. You see how far we've come. Well, now you see another reason they got to smear Sound of Freedom and smear Jim Caviezel and smear Tim Ballard. Another reason, this is the dirty little secret, is a lot of them in the regime media are caught up in this kind of perversion. Child pornography, child sex trafficking, slave trade. This is the Daily Beast last year. A second former CNN producer is facing potential child exploitation charges. This month, NBC News reported, Rick Salibi, a senior producer on The Lead with Jake Tapper, up until earlier this month, is under investigation in Fairfax, Virginia, for crimes related to juvenile victims. Authorities confirmed. It's unclear what prompted the investigation, and authorities did not say whether Salibi has been charged with a crime. It says, while we will eventually be transparent about our findings, safeguarding the personal privacy and safety of victims and witnesses, as well as maintaining the integrity of our criminal investigation, are of paramount importance, the police said. The news was first reported by Project Veritas. You see, it takes Project Veritas or Tim Ballard or just, you know, some of these voices to actually blow the whistle on this. Salibi's legal issues come weeks after John Griffin, a former producer with Cuomo Primetime, was arrested and charged with luring minors and their parents to his compound in Vermont to train them in sexual subservience. Okay, so he worked for Cuomo. The other guy worked for Tapper. And CNN is now telling you that Jim Caviezel's the crazy guy. He's the pervert, I guess. He's the weirdo. He's the conspiracy theorist. That story on the 85,000 unaccounted for, it was just in April. It says here, a Republican senator is pressing the Biden administration over 85,000 unaccounted for migrant children released into the United States, according to a letter provided to Fox. It says, Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn sent a letter to the Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra on Thursday demanding answers for the, quote, abuse and exploitation of migrant children following reports of forced labor and whistleblower testimony alleging that the government is delivering some to human traffickers. They had a whistleblower testify in April that, yeah, I was there. I mean, we took these unaccompanied minors. We thought we were going to, you know, our job was to help them find a good family, a home. Instead, we were giving them to these underground agencies and trafficking little children. That's a pretty big story, isn't it? Is the whistleblower that testified in April, is she a QAnon conspiracy theorist as well? We're talking about 85,000 young people that went missing. Says here, Biden's border crisis has placed illegal immigrants in dangerous and often deadly situations, and the over 250,000 unaccompanied minors who have crossed our southern border over the last 2 years are no exception. That's from Marsha Blackburn's letter to DHS, or Health and Human Services. It says here, a whistleblower further told Congress this week, this would be back in April, that the government is delivering migrant children to a sophisticated network of human traffickers. The government? The government? Well, CNN told us this week that if you believe that it goes right up to the highest levels of government or people of power, people that have the money and the wealth to go to the Super Bowl or to go to some big sporting event, if you believe that there's some kind of network of pedophilia or child sex crimes in that elite group, you must be a conspiracy theorist. Sound of Freedom is evidently it's about saving one child Just one case. But the regime media, they can't stand for that. This has got to be covered up. Just like all of the people, the powerful people at that, who had those associations, those trips, those journeys aboard the Lolita Express, down to Jeffrey Epstein's island, his island getaway. It says here, Tara Lee Rhodes, who was detailed with HHS at an emergency intake site in Pomona, California, told lawmakers on Wednesday about what she experienced on the ground. So she's blowing the whistle. She's telling what she saw. And if Tim Ballard or any other filmmaker comes along and tries to produce a film about her story, about her testimony, well, you can be sure CNN and the Washington Post and Rolling Stone will rush to the front of the line so that they can smear her testimony, so that they can smear her story. It says here, this is quoting the girl, the whistleblower, I thought, she's an older woman, not a girl. I thought I was going to help place children in loving homes, Rhodes said. Instead, I discovered that children are being trafficked through a sophisticated network that begins with recruiting in their home country. See, just like Ballard, he's describing Ecuador and Ukraine and Holland and Mexico and America. This is worldwide, these abominations. They reach into every country. Billion-dollar industry, billions, plural, billions of dollars every year. It says here, sophisticated network that begins with recruiting in their home country, smuggled to the U.S. border, and ends when the Office of Refugee Resettlement delivers a child to a sponsor. Some sponsors are criminals and traffickers and members of transitional criminal organizations. This is what Joe Obama is applauding. This kind of activity going on at the southern border. Just let them all in and, hey, give them over to traffickers. What do we care? We'll never see them again. Just turn them over to a lifetime of rape. Listen to Tim Ballard again in an interview regarding this movie, clip 6.
Pedophiles are sitting back right now going, we've been pushing this agenda for decades, and now we don't have to push anymore because the left is taking care of for us in America. In America.
In America. That's right. The pedophiles don't even have to push this agenda anymore. The radical left, the communist left, they're taking care of it. Sam went through a story with you on Monday from the BBC about modern slavery. We've had articles along those lines in the Trumpa. This is from 2018. Slavery is a pandemic across the globe. The International Labor Organization estimates that 45 million people in 167 countries around the world are currently enslaved. 45, I think I said 27 million earlier. 45 million. That was in 2018. Now, you see, we can't even tolerate one movie about rescuing one slave caught up in the sex slave market for children. If you think about this Pride issue that we put together, the August issue of the Trumpet magazine, I mean, one thing that it highlights is how that this corruption, how that these abominations, how that these perversions, they go all the way to the top, the leadership. The leadership, and if you look into the Bible and see what God says about sickness from the head to the toes, you look at what happened to Israel anciently. There were all kinds. Well, that's what was happening in Ezekiel 8. All those abominations going on right in the temple, right at the highest levels. It's happening today. History is repeating itself. History. The last program I gave to you was 8 days ago. This was just as the story was breaking about the cocaine found in the White House. The cocaine in the White House. The White House has to have more video cameras, security cameras, than any other residence, perhaps in the world, you would think. And yet, what do we know now? 8 days on from when that story broke. This is KJP yesterday, clip 1.
update on the investigation into the cocaine at the White House? The Secret Service indicated if they're closer to...
I don't have any updates. As you know, as you just mentioned, Secret Service is under their purview. They're certainly investigating the situation. I just don't have anything updated. I would refer you to the Secret Service on that particular question.
Oh, okay. We'll go see the Secret Service. Right. So 8 days on and no information, no new information. I mean, they can tell you everything you need to know about moving boxes. That's serious. That is serious with a capital S. But cocaine in the White House. No new information to offer. I'd suggest that you go see the Secret Service. Just go find the Secret Service and ask them, and they'll give you an update. They'll let you know. This is Morning Mika, as Steve Bannon calls her. I can't understand why Chris Christie, there's so many great Grabian clips with him. He's polling at 1%, less than 1%. But he's all over the news. I guess maybe the radical communists would love to see someone like Christie. They certainly don't want Trump. We know this. But how that he keeps making the rounds, I'll never know. But he was asked this by Mika on Morning Joe, clip two.
I just need to understand, like, how do we do this when you're a candidate, you're trying to push people away from Trump because it's bad for the country, and yet you were in there. Did you not see what was happening?
You mean how
did you not say something?
Debate prep?
And everything. Yeah. I mean, well, sure. Why didn't you say something?
Why didn't you say something about everything? What? What? Say something about what? What did he do? What exactly did Donald Trump do? You were there, says Mika. You supported Trump. You were a Republican. You supported him all the way up until the stolen election. So why didn't you say something? These are the same people who won't say anything about what you've heard on Monday's program with Sam, on what we've discussed here on the program today. They won't say anything, or if they do, they smear and they lie. They smear and they lie. Why won't you say something? Listen to her defend Joe Biden's dementia. I mean, you listen to this woman and you would think Joe Biden's the best president this country's ever had. This is clip 11.
I think his staff needs to own his age. I'm just going to be honest. I don't think they do a good job helping out the president. And I'm not talking about it like, I'm just saying, if you are managing a president's schedule and you are managing a president getting on stage and getting off stage and doing getting on planes and getting off planes. And yes, he's 80. You need to be there for him and you need to make a pathway. And you sure as hell better make sure he doesn't fall on a sandbag. And I blame the staff for that. I mean, these are the things that are going to hurt him. These are things that are going to be played on a loop. Okay? Let him do his job. Let him do his speeches. Let him work on policy. Let him do his connections in Congress, unlike any president that we've seen. He can handle the presidency. You have to handle his schedule and where he goes.
Well, and the schedule.
It makes me mad.
The schedule.
It makes her mad. He's getting things done unlike any president we've seen. It's the handlers. They're the problem. That's why he's stumbling around. It has nothing to do with his dementia. Cover up the dementia. Cover up the crimes. The Biden crime family. Cover up the pay-to-play scheme. Cover up the prostitution rings. Cover up the cocaine. And then she says to Chris Christie, why won't you say anything? Why didn't you say anything? About what? It goes right up to the highest levels, doesn't it? Right up to the highest levels. You see it in Israel anciently. You see it in Israel today. The reason they're going after Sound of Freedom, and Sam brought this out Monday, is it makes them a little nervous and uncomfortable because it touches a little too closely to home. That these rings of crimes, sex crimes, involving even 11-year-old children, they go right up to the highest levels. You think about the reign of King Josiah in ancient Judah and all the sodomy that was going on right next to the temple. And what did he do when he got in there? 2 Kings 23, verse 7, it says, "And he broke down the houses of the sodomites that were by the house of the Eternal, where the women wove hangings for the grove." I mean, the imagery, the woke culture, it was all right around headquarters, right around the temple. "And he brought all the priests out of the cities of Judah and defiled the high priests, where the priests had burned incense from Geba to Beersheba." It was all through ancient Israel. "And broke down the high places of the gates that were in the entering of the gate of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on the man's left hand at the gate of the city," on a man's left hand, rather, at the gate of the city. There's so many examples in the Bible where God warns Israel. Israel today, it's prophecy. There's duality, you see, in so much of this history. He warns Israel today about what happens when we embrace Sodom and Gomorrah from top to bottom. That's why this issue comes out at the perfect time. The article before Richard Palmer's on modern day child sacrifice, my father's personal, "The Inspiring Reason Marriage and Family Must Be Defended." It's not enough, as I say, it's not enough for God's family to just sort of ignore the filth, the abominations, and try to preserve, you know, our little bubble of Christian living. We've got to declare, we've got to cry aloud, and we've got to actively defend what is true and right, what is holy, what is God-ordained. Because this ultimately, this movement, this satanic movement, it's an attack on God and who and what he is. God is a family. And Satan's doing everything he can to tear that apart. In the spiritual realm and the physical, we see evidence of it all around. Spiritually, in the spiritual realm and the physical. I mean, look at what happened to God's church, God's people, in these last days. As soon as Mr. Armstrong, Herbert Armstrong, dies in 1986, then along comes this imposter teaching all of these perverse doctrines, turning everything upside down. And then there was a massive falling away from the truth because of it. It was from the top down. The sins, the transgressions, the abominations. And that's the way it is today. In that article, "The Inspiring Reason Marriage and Family Must Be Defended," that's the latest trumpet. It says here, "Today the war on marriage and family has grown to unparalleled intensity." You will read about it in this trumpet issue, the assault not only on God-given roles for men and women, fathers and mothers, but even on the very creation of male and female. "We are sacrificing our children to radicalism and pitching modern society into utter confusion and conflict." It says, "Yet as this clash over marriage and family has intensified, even conservatives and Christians have failed to defend these institutions." Why? Because they don't understand them. There is a spirit at work that wants to undermine and destroy what God has created. Marriage is under attack because it is a God-plane relationship. Until you understand this truth, you cannot understand this attack, and you certainly cannot defeat it. I mean, you'll hear some strong commentary from time to time, but look at how they seek to destroy and devour anyone that would speak up and resist against this movement to destroy family or to actively work to defend marriage and family as God designed it from the beginning. We saw this clip this morning. It's actually from right here in Oklahoma. He's a superintendent of public instruction. He was interviewed on public instruction. He was interviewed on Fox Business yesterday. This is clip 10.
And instead of allowing Biden and the unions to inject their ideology through graphic pornography like genderqueer and flamer, we want the Constitution, we want the Bible in our schools where kids understand our nation's history and what has made this country great.
So you actually want to not put the Bible in schools, but teach from the Bible in schools, which is something which I think the Supreme Court ruled against many, many years ago.
Yes, sir. And we need to take a look at this. The reality is the Bible is a foundational document in our country's history. Read the founders, read their letters, listen to what these men and women said about why founding a country with the freedom of religion, the free exercise of religion was so important.
Well, firstly, good for him. You know, we need more voices like that in today's world. But do you think that kind of message is going to get much traction in schools, in universities, in Hollywood, in D.C., at Morning Joe, in the regime media? He's right. I mean, that's all that he said there. That's in Character in Crisis. We put that book out over 20 years ago. That's exactly what the founders believed, that we've got to bring the Bible into the middle of our society. Certainly God. That's gone, though. That's long gone. And, I mean, we're talking about centuries ago when the founders were making all those statements about religion and morality. Now, look at where we were in 2014. And then look at how much worse it got in just 10 years' time. Look at 2019 PBS and consider how far we've fallen from God's standard of righteousness in just 3-4 years. We'll have to delve more into defending marriage and family at a later time. We've got a few minutes left. Why don't we conclude? I think it might be a few days old, but it's a current news segment that we were unable to get to last week. So we'll conclude today's show with this. Thank you for joining us, for rejoining me after 8 days of being away. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.
Russia and Cuba strengthened ties during a meeting on June 27th between Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Cuban Defense Minister Alvaro Lopez Miera. Cuba is Moscow's most important ally in the Caribbean, Shoigu stated, adding that both sides aim to further improve relations. Russia plans to develop projects in the military technical field with Cuba, Shoigu said. He also stated Russia is ready to support Cuba as it faces what he called an illegal trade and economic blockade from the United States. This comes 2 weeks after U.S. officials reported that China is preparing to build an elaborate spy station in Cuba, only 100 miles from the United States. Both Russia and China are using their ties with Cuba to expand their presence on America's doorstep. Cuba lies on vital shipping routes that the U.S. depends on to receive critical commodities. To understand the real danger posed by Russia and China's encroachment on these crucial areas, please read Preparing to Storm America's Castle. Drought in America's heartland could lead to the smallest wheat harvest since the 1960s, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reported this month. Analysts expect arid conditions to reduce Kansas's wheat harvest by a quarter and Oklahoma's wheat harvest by half. Arid conditions could also affect corn and soybean production in Iowa, Illinois, and Minnesota. The current drought in the Midwest is the worst in a decade. Summer rainstorms will likely be too late to help the winter wheat crop, which is usually harvested in June or July. Although America probably won't run out of grain anytime soon, droughts will likely cause food exports to shrink at a time when the war in Ukraine is already causing grain prices to spike. The late Herbert W. Armstrong proved in The United States and Britain in Prophecy that the U.S. and Britain are descended from the ancient Israelite tribes of Manasseh and Ephraim. Several Bible prophecies foretell widespread crop failures as part of the curses these nations will face for disobeying God. To understand more about this subject, read 4 Reasons Famine is Coming to America. Israel conducted its largest military operation in the West Bank in more than 20 years on July 3rd and 4th. In recent months, terrorists based in Jenin have enacted a string of deadly attacks against Israel. The operation was aimed at destroying weapon storage facilities, explosives workshops, and other terrorist infrastructure in the Jenin area. In response to the operation, Palestinians in the Gaza Strip fired 5 rockets toward Israeli border towns on July 4th. Another Palestinian rammed a truck into a group of people on a sidewalk in Tel Aviv. He then exited the vehicle and stabbed as many people as possible before he was fatally shot. The increase in attacks waged by Jenin-based terrorists coincides with a notable increase in inflammatory public statements from Iranian officials. Iran directly sponsors these terrorist groups and is very open about its goal to wipe Israel off the map. To understand what is behind Iran's motivations and where current trends in the Middle East are leading, read Iran Has Israel Surrounded. To learn more about current world news and how it relates to Bible prophecy, please visit thetrumpet.com.